to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Well, welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, I'm so glad you joined us today. It's going to be a great lesson in 2 Peter 1. Oh, this book is so beautiful because I can identify with this man who seemingly always had his foot in his mouth, and then God changed him from the inside out, and he became a absolutely marvelous ambassador for Jesus Christ. And that's what happens in our lives. So many trials and tests, but when we come through with an aura of Jesus on us, and I'm so grateful. I'm praying you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might today, leaving every detail to him. I'm so grateful that God is raising each and every one of us up and maturing us. We're going to talk about maturing today. And I'm so grateful that Call to Freedom can come to you live Monday through Thursday. It's a blessing to be able to let you know what's going on in this world so you can be prayed up on current events. And I would like to talk just a few minutes before Kimberly and I get into this beautiful lesson about what happened yesterday. Oh, so exciting. Don't take that meeting around the table in the Oval Office for granted. This is the one in the million kind of things going on. Mm-hmm. And right now, President Trump has the attention of the whole world. Yesterday, I know he got the leaders of the European Union together around in that Oval Office. I mean, there were probably 10 to 12 people, leaders of Europe. And it used to be that if you had like a G7 conference going on during the Biden administration, it would take a year and a half or two to get everybody organized into the place where they're going to meet around the world. And here, it took President Trump maybe
a couple of weeks. Well, yeah. I guess we don't know exactly how long they had works.
He's been working, yeah. But, I mean, in just a couple of days, he was not only meeting with President Putin, but with President Zelensky. And it's just a marvel to see how he is there in this world at this time. Oh, friend, just look at this. For such a time as this, God has appointed this great man who's a decision maker to come in and help bring about an end to this war. Hmm. Now, I want to tell you that the attention is now turned to a possible summit between Putin and Zelensky. And after Monday's meetings, Mr. Trump, or President Trump, said he called Putin to set up the meeting, and he picked it up very happily, despite the late hour in Russia. So that's good. That's a good indication. President Trump called it a very good call. And then he said, I told him that we're going to set up a meeting with President Zelensky, and you and he will meet. And then after that meeting, if everything works out okay, I'll meet with you and we'll wrap it up. President Trump said. He added that it takes two to tango and that they have to somewhat make some differences and some changes in how they were going to negotiate. The president outlined on Fox that he's been surprised that Zelensky and Putin are getting along a little bit better than I thought, he said, adding they're the ones that have to call the shots. We're going to find out about President Putin in the next couple weeks that I can tell you, and we're going to see where it all goes. And President Trump said it's possible that he doesn't want to make a deal, but he is hoping that they will. In the meantime, he has made an agreement with the European Union. You realize that we paid $350 billion in the Biden administration, during that administration, for the Ukrainian war. In providing. And so the European Union leaders said they are going to be involved with providing the funds that the Ukrainians need to survive. And the U.S. will send the weapons and the rockets and the missiles, but the European Union is going to provide the finances. And I thought, wow, that is such great negotiations. Our president is probably the best negotiator we have ever had, ever, in the presidency of the United mm-hmm. States of America.
We're blessed.
Oh, we are truly blessed. Praise the Lord. So that's exciting. I'm excited. I hope you're excited about what's going on in our country, because Kimberly, we're one day closer to Jesus coming back. Whether
that's
we
right.
believe he's coming pre-trib or mid-trib or post-trib, he's coming back.
I really love looking at what's happening in the natural realm, because I believe that that is also speaking to us of what's happening in the spirit realm.
Yes.
And when we are putting wars, we're working toward ending wars. I can see that even on an individual basis, that the war that's inside of us, the war between the flesh and the spirit, that there is a way to bring an end to that war.
That's right. Yesterday we were watching a movie and you were saying, there's a metaphor, Mom. He's speaking, and that's a metaphor. And so when he was talking generally about physical situations and circumstances, that's a metaphor.
Yeah.
And we've got to understand the spiritual context of things that are happening around us, not just see things with our eyes and hear ears and touching and feeling
right.
and all of that. We got to see the spiritual that God's trying to teach us.
I don't think there's a movie that I could watch that I would not find metaphors in. And I think maybe some people would be quite irritated by that, because I'm not just
true.
Taking the movie for what it is.
That's
I don't just see it for what it is.
That's right.
I enjoy thinking of it in a spiritual way.
Yes.
And when we're talking about ending wars, when we take a moment to ask ourselves, do I like the emotions that are swirling around in me on a daily basis? You know, in my workplace or with my peers in classes as I'm being educated, or at, you know, at home in my family life, or even with my adult children, am I okay with the emotions that are swirling in me? We can put an end to that war.
That's right.
We have the authority. Jesus has given us the authority to move those mountains of emotions. And they seem like they're so real to us. Those
yes.
emotions can feel so real. I'm not saying that they're not real. I'm just saying that they're movable, that we don't have to stay stuck in them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This morning, a friend had called me and said, I'd like to have your CD series on procrastination. So I went into the garage in the drawer where I have every single CD set, and it's empty. It's empty. And Kimberly, exactly what you were talking about, that fear scenario comes into our mind and into our brain. And for a few minutes, we're just panicky.
Mm.
I've only had a couple panic attacks in my life, but man, they are serious. I mean, you think the
whole
world is...
They feel very real, don't they?
They do. They really do. You begin
yep.
sweating and,
mm-hmm.
oh, what's
mm-hmm.
happened? And I had to catch myself and say, Father God, you know what's happening here. I walk into the house and I say, Kimberly, I was trying to find a CD series in my drawer in the garage. Yes, we keep some of the things in the garage, in our big garage. And she says, Mom, don't you remember? Chris took a whole box of our CD series from the garage, and he's going to convert them into MP3s. And for a moment, I believed what I saw in the empty drawer, rather than thinking, okay, how did this happen? How did it get empty?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, what are you doing here? I believed the emptiness rather than the answer. That was, Chris took the CD series.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about it, Barbara. So there was, it's happening to me too.
Yeah.
And there are just moments when you say, oh man, and you catch yourself
mm-hmm.
and you say, I could have really given in to that spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that it's not real. It feels very, very real and solid when you've got a panic coming on
mm-hmm.
or sadness
mm-hmm.
or anger mm-hmm. and unforgiveness, rage.
Yes.
It all feels very, very solid,
it
really
does.
Real. And like you need something to make be justified, to come to your defense.
Mm-hmm.
You need something. What is it that you're grabbing for?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're grabbing for the Word of God, because
mm-hmm.
He will get you back on solid ground.
Mm-hmm.
And He does offer us an authority over these emotions, an authority in this world mm-hmm. that will completely quiet all discouragement and hopelessness, panic mm-hmm. and anxiety and stress. It quiets it all
yes.
in the moment. In the moment. It can happen in the moment. When we start practicing, then we can get better and better at just being calm at anything that comes our way.
Praise the Lord, Kimberly. And that's why we're on the air every day, to encourage you, to tell you that God is there with you. He's not going to leave you. The Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory for you today, and no good thing will He withhold from you as you're walking uprightly before Him. So don't allow that discouragement or condemnation or guilt flash before your mind, or fear, because God is there to wipe that away. Mm-hmm. Just like when I came into the house today and I'm saying, Kimberly, I don't know what happened, but the drawer is empty. And she says, Mom, don't you remember Chris took the CDs? So
we need
each other. Friend, yeah. You need us and we need you. So I'm so grateful. You can contact us at either Kimberly at freedomstreet.org, send us an email, or at Barbara with Barbara at Barbara
yes,
at freedomstreet.org.
That's right. That's right. You had mentioned earlier that the aura of Jesus, just having His aura about mm-hmm. us, that is all the good virtues and good traits. It's the good feelings.
Yes.
And those traits can actually end the war that's going on inside of our flesh, with our flesh.
Right.
If we're resistant, though, and we want to hang on to panic, because we've got to figure this out, and panic might lead you to anger
yeah.
because you might be really angry. Well, why didn't we put a note on that drawer? Why didn't we have a reminder somewhere of where that went?
Well, you didn't need one, so.
I'm using mm-hmm. it as an example
yes.
since you brought that up. It, all of us can want to, we have a tendency to get angry, or to get really sad and feel hopeless,
yes.
or to feel really bad about ourselves that we didn't remember something that was going on that was so important. You know,
mm-hmm.
we can feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. All of those are tendencies of the flesh.
That's right.
And Jesus, the aura of Jesus and His traits, He wants us to put that war to an end with Him.
Mm-hmm.
We need His help. We need His help to do it.
Yes.
But we don't need to be looking at those feelings and saying, that's such a strong mountain, that will never move. We need to say, no, He gave us the authority to move any mountain.
That's right. We're so reticent or hesitant in change, Kimberly.
Mm.
I have been, and I'm giving in more and more to Holy Spirit's guiding and leading. I remember when we had lived in our house in Greeley for 15 years, and then I married Darren, and he was back and forth to Denver all the time. I should have known. I should have been given a heads up. But he said, Barbara, we need to move to Denver. And we almost had our house paid for in Greeley. Your father is buried in Greeley. We had friends in Greeley. I remember the day we moved. We were packing up this big truck. And I was angry.
Mm.
I was throwing stuff into the truck.
Mm.
I didn't want to move. I didn't want to change. I didn't want to come to Denver. It was too big, traffic, congestion, all of that, and meeting new people. And really, when I gave in, and God bless you and God bless Darren and everybody involved, that I actually submitted to God's guidance.
Mm.
And
that yielding is powerful. There's a power in that yielding, and that's the power that Jesus came to show us. And we've been talking about 1 Peter, 2 Peter.
I know. I get confused too once in a while.
2 Peter 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the memory verse. You said that you printed it out
yes.
in a different version today.
Yes. And I love the Passion and I love the Message. I kind of combine both of them. But in the Passion, it says, so devote yourself to lavishly supplementing your faith. You have to have faith. With goodness, and to goodness add understanding, and to understanding add strength of self-control, and into self-control, add patient endurance. To patient endurance, add godliness. And to godliness, add mercy toward your brothers and sisters. And to mercy toward others, add unending love. Mm-hmm. And that's a journey we've taken in our lifetime. I believe every Christian, every believer needs to take this kind of journey.
Just step by step. I'm going to back up a little bit and go back to verse 3. Sure. Because it says, everything that we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by His divine power.
Oh, that's so good.
And I think that at the beginning of the week, I was thinking this was going to be our memory verse for the week. I'm not sure which one we ended up focusing
on.
So just the whole section is really good.
This whole section.
2 Peter 1. Verse 3, everything we could ever need. It says everything.
Yes.
Everything that we could ever need for life. This is talking about abundant life. This isn't talking about just getting through the day. This is not talking about trying to grit your teeth, pull up your bootstraps, just trying to survive life. Mm-hmm. It's not a survival thing. Mm-hmm. This is God's life.
That's
this is joy. This is peace.
He wants us to thrive, not just survive.
That's right. It's a thriving life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So everything that we could ever need for a thriving life and to please Him in it. So that He is pleased with us, we are pleased with Him. It's a partnership. It's something that we're working on together. Mm-hmm. And we really love the friendship and enjoy that. That's already been deposited mm-hmm. in us by mm-hmm. His divine power.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we realize that this is true, this is truth, then we can go on and talk about adding to our faith. Adding to the faith mm-hmm. a goodness and an understanding and a strength and a self-control. So that's the list that comes after verse 3.
Yes. Now in verse 3, and this is in the Passion again, we think of in plural so much of the time. But it says here, we have a rich experience of knowing Him who has called us by name. He's named all the stars, each individual stars.
Right.
He knows each and every one of us, over 7 billion now on this earth, by name. Well, how could God do it? He's God.
That's
I'm not
right.
questioning God.
Not only that, He knows every hair on your head. Got it numbered.
Or hairless on your head. Yes, absolutely.
On each individual.
That's right, because He wants to manifest His goodness to each and every one of us, and it's different for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have different needs, different desires, and so He's coming. That's why Holy Spirit is deposited in each and every one of us who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. He's doing different things in each and every one of us, beneficial things for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord.
He understands the personalities that are so individual. He's so creative
mm-hmm.
and vast. Wow, what an amazing God we serve. That He's got this many people that will show all the facets of His personality. No, I shouldn't say all. At least some of the facets of His personality. We're going to be finding that out for the rest of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's saying that everything we could ever need has already been deposited. All of it was lavished upon us through this rich experience of knowing Him who's called us all by name and invited us to come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness, not His judgment, His goodness.
Yes.
We don't have to be afraid of His judgment because of His good heart.
That's right.
2 Corinthians chapter 1 tells us that He is the Father of mercies mm-hmm. and the God of all comfort. That is His heart toward us.
That's right.
And when we do experience any kind of consequence or punishment in this life, it is not because His heart is cruel. It's not because He is, number one, a wrathful God. Because, number one, He is a God of mercy
mm-hmm.
and Father of comfort. And so we need to be sure that we have a right standing, a right perspective, mm-hmm. a right view, and a right focus mm-hmm. of our God. So He is good. this is the manifestation of his goodness mm-hmm. to give us everything that we would need for this life.
That's right. And every one of these things that Peter is pointing out, supplementing your faith with goodness and to goodness add understanding, all of these are a part of our Heavenly Father's character.
Yes.
And he wants us to mature to be like him.
Mm.
What an amazing thing.
And it feels a little impossible.
Yeah, it does. Overwhelming. Yes. I can't possibly be like God. Well, if we work at these things, and it's not even us, Kimberly, we were talking about that today. It's not our own self-effort, but Holy Spirit
in us,
gently nudging us to do things we were kind of scared at doing or unsure of doing. He says, come on, let's go do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do this together.
Right.
When you know you are having a together partnership with the greatest creator of all time, mm-hmm. ever, then you know that you're in the right place growing with him.
Yeah, this partnership, when it's saying to supplement your faith or add to your faith, add goodness to that. And if you don't feel like a very good person, it's kind of hard to add goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, and understanding, you know, we want to be understanding of one another. And if you don't feel like it's very easy to be understanding of other people because you've just got your own perspective mm-hmm. that you are really focused on,
mm-hmm.
that is where we want to be saying, okay, this is a partnership with God. So, okay, Lord, I'm leaning on you. Will you bring goodness to me? Will you bring an understanding mind and an understanding heart to me? And at least be willing to ask for it. Even if it seems so out of the ordinary, if it seems so not a part of your DNA or your generations or mm-hmm. your family, the way your family does things,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it seems so alien to you, be willing to ask for it anyway.
That's right.
That willingness is a yielded place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jesus came to show us, was that yielded place of his heart, just willing to walk through whatever his Father gave him to do.
Yes. When I was in that needy part of my life, and we all go through that, don't be afraid that I'm always asking God for something. Don't be afraid of that. God is a gentle Father. But when I went through that needy period and into a period where I wanted him more than my needs being met,
mm-hmm.
I memorized Proverbs 7, verse 4. And it says, wisdom, you are my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend. I memorized that short little verse of scripture. And every time I got confused or frustrated, I said, wisdom, you are my...
You don't have it in front of you?
No, I don't.
I don't have it
wisdom,
in front of me either.
You are my sister.
Yes.
And understanding, you're my intimate friend.
Yes.
And see, when we have glitches like that over the air, you can have a glitch like that and not feel guilty that you didn't know the scripture when you just said it. So say yeah. often, wisdom, you are my sister. That close relationship, you are my sister. That's God's kind of wisdom, mm-hmm. not the world's. And understanding, you're my intimate friend.
Right. So that is actually opening up a desire. And then with that desire, you're speaking words mm-hmm. that are bringing that desire to pass. And those mm-hmm. words are actually a prayer. It's not you that is performing the wisdom becoming sister to you.
Yes.
It's you saying, this is my desire. I need this. And this is what I want in my life. Do you know, every one of us wants to be chosen. We want to be chosen for the job, the job, the dream job. We want to be chosen for that dream mate, the person we'd like to be married to. We want to be mm-hmm. chosen.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be chosen for recognition, an award. We want to be chosen as the best, the one on top. We want to be chosen in our class as being the best, the valedictorian in the class. We want to be chosen. We don't want to just be forgotten in this life and never be chosen for something. Every one of us has some area in our life that we want to be chosen. Well, God wants us to choose him also.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to choose his traits and his characteristics. He wants us to say out loud, I choose wisdom because you are a wise God.
That's right.
I choose goodness because you are a good God. I choose understanding because you are an understanding God. And I want to add to that understanding the self-control, mm-hmm. where my self is now being controlled by your love.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like to think of self-control, because so many of us think we can do it. And that's the other thing. We have a tendency to put pressure on ourselves and on other people to be good and to be more understanding and to have that self-control, right? Or mm-hmm. or to be patient. Mm-hmm. We put pressure on ourselves.
Yes,
and when,
we do.
When we haven't been good or patient and we haven't had the self-control that we'd like to have, then we'll feel really bad. Mm-hmm. And we have shame or condemnation or guilt.
It's right there at the door.
Mm-hmm. And that's the enemy that wants to drag us down. It only takes a moment to say, oof, yeah, I kind of took the wrong path there. Mm-hmm. Lord, get me back on track with
yes.
you.
Yes, yes.
It just takes a moment. And then we can be back on track to that goodness and the understanding, the patience, not just with ourselves, but with others, true, too. Because others, are there any of us that can really, do we have the capacity and the capability of cultivating God's virtues in our lives?
No.
I don't think so. None of us have strength in ourselves to be able to make this happen. So we want to have that kind of understanding toward others. Mm-hmm. And toward ourselves, and get back on track with the goodness and the mercy and the kindness, the gentleness, the patience. Get back on track. That will end the war of the flesh on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. That will bring us to these good places of true joy, the thriving life that you were talking about.
Yes.
The thriving life that is deposited in us by his divine power. He's done the work, and
that's
we
right.
just need to be leaning on him.
That's right. Tomorrow we're going to go into what happens when there's a great loss in our life. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, because God has a plan. Oh, God bless you and keep you. Until tomorrow, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.